Oh, this is Santa Claus. Saint-
quitters never give up.
Go ahead. And listen, let's just talk about quitters never quit and win and the whole thing.
Quitters never give up. Chekhov, Christopher, Chekhov, Lindsay, Chekhov.
Our pal Jen Pastorini.
Hello, Drew.
Oh, the great Ed Wynn, ladies and gentlemen. I love him so much.
Quitters never stop.
I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay?
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to Quitters Never Give Up.
And they want me to wish you Happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but Happy Chinooka because they said so.
It's okay.
Anyway,
Smokey.
God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka.
All right. Thank you, Smokey Robinson. Welcome to Quitters Never Give Up. It's a special bonus episode. We're going to review the Christmas albums, the Hall of Fame Christmas albums.
I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
Right. Or the songs that we're entering into the Hall of Fame. Correct. Correct. Let's say hello to the quitters first. Let's say hello to Drew. What's up, Drew? For time, I don't have drops for the quitters.
Oh, okay. Hey, how's it going? I'm the first time I weighed.
Wow. I've got one. Here you go. Ahead.
Touch myself to drink on the press, right?
There you go.
Oh,
Drew.
Thank you.
Let's say hello to Jen.
What's up, party people?
What do you say, Jen?
All right. Let's say hello to Edwin.
Howdy ho.
Hello, Jack. It's Edwin.
And let's say hello to Lindsay.
Oh, I go first.
Lindsay got up and screamed, shut the F up.
Awesome.
Hello.
Bravo. Today we are welcoming the TGP. Give me one, Lindsay.
The TGP, the Grimy Polygamist podcast. Wait, is that saying like the ATM machine? Okay, never mind.
What?
You've already broken it by saying the TGP, but continue.
Yeah. All right. So the Gilded Playlist is a podcast that it's an interactive podcast where listeners submit, the hosts submit, and they go over new songs and put them into what's called the Guild. Today, joining us, we got Drew. Well, we got Luke. Sorry.
That's me. Hello.
Did they find the body of little Luke, your amputee, who you left at the top of a mountain on Monday's Great News? I wondered if they sent some drones in to locate the body and then a helicopter him out of there, or what? And how do his parents feel? Like, it was a nice attempt to raise all that money for charity, but RIP Luke, right?
What's up, Luke?
Thank you.
My drops are a little longer.
The car crash has already begun, and I'm here for it.
Let's do it.
Let's say hello to Blake.
Lock A checking in. Hello,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, Blake, we're talking to you.
What's up, Blake?
Not much. Happy to be here.
And let's say hello to Lubs.
Like, I'm confused, and I just feel stupid.
How you doing, Lubs?
That's accurate. I would just quick correction. Our podcast is a game where people submit songs so that Christopher can vote no.
That's right.
What our game is.
That's what it has become, yes. I have my own level, the playlist above the Gilded Playlist, the I'll Allow It playlist, right? I'm getting my own week for the finale.
Christopher's version.
There you go. Yes. Mm,
nothing but no's.
But so far, I mean, I'm still holding out hope. Maybe I shouldn't be.
I want you to know I'm planning to be on the show because I'm the opposite of Christopher. I know nothing about music and I like everything. So okay. I'm going to balance
there
them out.
There we go. Yes.
We need some counter votes. Yes, indeed. Please, Edwin.
Yeah, I think all my no's are making everybody vote yes. Because I've noticed there's a lot more guilds and a lot more forks this season. I don't know if that's correct or not.
We have zero guilds so far. We're batting 1,000, or the opposite. Oh. And we have a few forks, but it's been a very lean year in terms of adding, or season in terms of adding songs to Valhalla.
All right, let's start with, I have a message from Luke that Luke asked if I could play here.
Quitters, hey, it's Luke. I was just listening to one of the Ally and Bean episodes, and they started talking about Olivia,
who is the girl who once upon a time sang the Mariah Carey cover of All I Want for Christmas Is You in the movie Love Actually. And they started talking about how she recently is doing all these charity events and blah, blah, blah. And one of those charity events is Ralph's Christmas swinging sack Frank Sinatra thing. Why don't these people who were once friends and coworkers know what the others are doing? I don't. Bean made no mention of Ralph's swinging sack or the fact that this Olivia girl slash lady was on that. I just don't get it. What do they purposefully put up walls so that they don't feel like they're stealing each other's content if they happen to reuse it, which they do all the time? It's my number one complaint, and I can't get over it. Keep up the work.
So why doesn't Tiny Lady and Pop Pop talk to Uncle Ralph is what he's asking.
That's what I'm asking. Yes.
I think somebody asked Bean, and Bean said he has no relationship with Ralph. And I think, you know, listening to some of the old stuff, I think Bean literally drove Ralph crazy sometimes. So I don't know. There's just some weirdness there.
I don't know. One of the recent episodes, Bean had said this about Ralph.
Animal stories. I have never missed Ralph Garman more than I do in this moment. Please get him on the phone because a rat has been caught guzzling 60 bottles of illegal alcohol in a wild drunken spree. Why aren't we talking to the rat? Why is the rat not on the phone right now, Allie? This rat was found in a police station in India. He somehow got into the evidence room and they had seized 60 illegal bottles of alcohol in connection with a pending court case. But when they went in there to retrieve the evidence, they found out that every single bottle was empty and this rat was drunk off his ass, Allie.
Oh, no.
I just am envisioning talking to a rat who has had 60 bottles of alcohol. Oh, my God. I love it so much.
Bean does talk about Ralph, talks about him favorably. I think there's just so much content that they have to go over, and they just don't listen to each other.
It's the life of a content creator as opposed to a consumer, which is what I tend to be, I guess.
Yeah. There's not that many people that listen to all 5 Ralph reports and 3 Cup of Tea and a Chats, and then Oh So Judgy, and then the Gilded Playlist and Janky Town and all that stuff. I don't know anybody that does that.
Besides the millions of people that listen to all those, right? It's probably just people on this call. Yeah.
All right. Shall we get into the songs? I think we should, right?
Songs come to be? Yeah.
Well, these songs all appeared on Christmas albums for the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, I know Lubs and Blake have no experience with the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, see, Lubs might. Lubs, you ever do any K-Rock during your Huntington Beach times?
Yeah, but I don't have memory of really memorizing the morning radio zoo, whatever, guys. So I'm coming to this kind of empty. There's a drunk rat? Was that...
Yeah, there was always a drunk rat. Yeah.
Drunk rat, yeah, always.
Okay, well, that's the speed. I'm ready. Sounds great.
So these albums came out from, I believe, 1991 through 2007. They were produced by the show, various producers on the show. It started with, I think, with Lightning, and then it moved over to Ralph. No, Jimmy Kimmel. Then it moved over to Ralph, and then it moved over to Dave, and then it died. They stopped doing them. But we're going to go over just basically the Hall of Fame of those albums. We put this up for a vote in true TGP style. All the panel voted for a song, and the listeners also recommended a song. So we're going to go ahead and start with the first song on my list, which is Blink-182's I Won't Be Home for Christmas. This song appeared on 1998's Santa's Swinging Sack, and then also 1999's Last Christmas. Then they also released it, I believe, as their own holiday song.
You skip past the beginning where comedy is a factor with Blink that
Best
I often
part.
Forget. Like they're
Best part.
Right? They are funny dudes that also do punk pop music. And freaking Mark with his multiple chime-ins. Here's one.
Hi, this is Mark again. Sitting here with my beautiful girlfriend. Her name's Wendy, and she works at the Arby's in Reseda.
I mean, that's... I'm pretty sure you came up with that on the spot. I'm betting that was not pre-recorded, right? Because you can hear people laughing, right? Yeah. I assume this was recorded live at the studios or something. Man.
Yeah, and I don't think this appears on their release of this song in general. They just right. do kind of another kind of weird intro.
Yeah, so wonderful entry into the Hall of Fame, and I'll echo Mark when I say...
Hi, sorry, Mark again. Damn, I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry.
That's too funny.
I feel like there's a moment in there where a little drum fill happens, and I'm like, wait, is this that... is it called Damn It, or which song is it where Blink-182's got the... I guess this is called Growing Up.
This is Growing Up?
There's that moment, and I'm like, wait a minute. Did they just rip off their own song? I don't know if anybody else caught that, but yeah, the comedy at the beginning, the clips make it all worth hanging around for, and it's classic 182. But the song itself, I don't know, it's not my favorite Blink 182 song ever, and I don't think it's gonna replace Mariah Carey on any Christmas overhead Macy's shopping, whatever. So I don't know. I give it a respectful okay, whatever. Blake, what'd you think?
Well, let me frame my comments in that I ranked all seven songs off the bottom. And this one came in at number two on the list. So pretty positive. And for all the reasons mentioned, we got the comedy. And it's a skill for that to not be cringy. And it's not really cringy. So shout out to Mark. And, you know, it's got that Blink energy that's just it's just fun. So maybe it should replace Mariah Carey. I don't know. I was pretty positive on it.
Would this inspire anyone to buy something at Macy's? Buy an ornament or some bedding?
I think it would inspire me to buy something for myself and just go home and not go back to the... I guess because they're just talking about going home, as in his family's home, but just kind of go back to bed, I guess. Just buy myself something and go back to bed. There's some really good production on this album, on this song, especially... since it's just a Christmas album, and this is kind of a throwaway where they reached out to the artist and they put it in. Here's the breakdown and the end of the song. So you can see there's a lot of thought put into the song in the production, at least, I think.
Yeah, who am I kidding? Freaking A+, best song. Let's go.
Gilded.
Well, let's put the vote tally in. We borrowed the machine from TGP. Let's put that in.
Oh.
I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
It's in the Hall of Fame.
Strong.
Right in there.
Track one, look. Lucky, as we often say. Well done.
I don't get
right,
it.
Lindsay.
Wait a minute. Can I ask something about the rules of the Guilty Plagiarist podcast? Because now I've
always
forgotten.
Okay. You can ask. We might not know, but go for it.
Well, as someone who disrespects the cone of silence pretty much every time she participates, are we supposed to still have the cone of silence right now?
For songs on the Hall of Fame Christmas playlist, or for songs in the current Marinated? Or what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you can talk about these songs now. That's the point of the podcast, to lift the cone of silence.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'll write that down. So I will say that as the submitter of this song...
Yes!
Oh!
There we go. Yes.
Actually, it's not your submit. Uh-oh. It's the listener voted submit, and then you got a second.
Oh, but that makes it an insta guild.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Another one. Important rule to remember. Yeah. So that I think I'm 2 for 3. I don't remember the rules.
All right. Next song.
Next song. Is that right?
That's close.
Next song.
There you go.
This ring is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Wait, hold on. This song was not on any of the albums. So this song does not qualify. The song was submitted by Edwin. Edwin?
Wait, they had to be on the album?
To be on the albums. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go back and read it. I'll check my list again.
Yeah. Wing Auto qualifies for anything that she wants to. I'm pretty sure those are the rules.
No, no. It's got to be on the
Grammy
album.
Grammy winner.
How could you cut her off like that?
All right.
I mean, because it's
freaking
not on
Wing
the album.
Tease over here.
We didn't even dispute it. We were like, Wing, yes, let's go.
I saw it on the list. I was like, of course.
But it's not on any of the albums. It has to be on the albums. Edwin, song from the album?
No, it wasn't on the album. I'm sorry. My bad.
Do you have another one you want to submit?
Oh, another one. How about a Bobcat Christmas?
All I'm going to ask is for one thing this year, and that's for peace.
But Edwin, we also said that it can't be a bit.
Liquor and porn.
Yeah, all right. We don't want liquor and porn for the kids. No. It's another one?
Okay. How about when they called QVC for Lisa May's Christmas gift?
$885. We did that one, and it's still a bit. It's not a song.
Okay. I really don't understand the rules of this thing.
I just ate my headphones off.
A true TGP-er.
Yeah.
Another one, Edwin? Anything?
Okay, how about Christmas Wrapping then by Saint Ferris?
No, that's a song. That's not part of the bit, Edwin. You're supposed to say another.
I thought the bit was over. Even I'm tired of this bit.
You wanted Charlton Heston.
He canceled the bit.
Paws off me, oh, I forgot about that. Dirty one. Elves. You'll never take me alive.
Maybe a little too violent for Christmas. All right, we'll allow Wing. Let's just go back over to Wing.
This Wing is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter. Not a traditional sleigh cart. Santa Claus on a helicopter. Santa Claus on a helicopter.
So Santa Claus on a helicopter, not on any of the albums, but done by Wing. And of course, it's an auto submit, I guess, by Edwin. This is a song that has an unusual structure, and it starts off. It's a non-traditional song about a non-traditional Santa Claus story, basically a modern retelling of the story. Anybody got some words on this song? Drew?
It's a non-traditional song because he's in a non-traditional sleigh. It's a helicopter. I mean, I don't know what else more you need about it. And it's Wing. I mean, if anything encapsulates Christmas, it's Wing.
Give me some background. Who's Wing? Like,
yeah, help us out here.
All right, so Wing.
Her beautiful voice. Make it clear that she's obviously an opera singer of world-renowned fame.
So was she like a Beetlejuice to the Kevin and Bean group or somehow? Like, what's going on here?
Kinda, yeah. Christopher, you want to take it?
No. Lindsay, you take it.
Okay. I know very little about this, but I'm pretty sure she was on South Park, and I'm pretty sure that they just kind of, she used to call the Kevin and Bean show and leave messages like this. This is actually a very high quality version of Wing. So
I get the best, yeah, best quality.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, it's another bit essentially.
Okay, but all right. So I'll wait in from here.
Yes.
So obviously the debate with this is if you're allowed to like it, if it's like making fun of this person, if you're laughing at like the accent, what's going on? But the song kind of slaps. I really kind of love it. So. Yes. I feel a little guilty, but then I'm like, you know what? I'm not laughing at her. The song freaking rules, and I'm in for this one. This is my new Christmas favorite. Yes. Like, I'll be singing this one around the Yule log as it burns down. You know, to me, it's up there with, you know, Charles Dickens, Christmas Story, Little Tiny Tim, slapping helicopter, Santa, whatever. So, Blake, what'd you think?
Right there with you, loves. Number one of the week.
Yeah.
Bit or not.
Yeah. Oh, freaking sneak guild. I mean, I hope, you know, one can only dream. Wow. I'm so excited to hear this from my TGP brethren. Easy for me to say. Because this is a song that I've heard hundreds of times, you know, thanks to Kevin and Bean. And yeah, to add to the story, Lindsay, she's Vietnamese, Chinese, she's of Asian descent. And somehow, yes, the South Park boys heard about her, got a recording of her, convinced her to come sing a song for South Park. And then she was like, oh, I guess I'm kind of famous in America. And I think Kevin and Bean reached out and she was like, sure, I'll be on an LA radio station. And this is one of her greatest achievements. And I mean, you've got to love the fact that she, like many rappers do, introduces herself as its song starts. This is Wing. It's like, yeah, Wing, we could tell. The voice kind of gave it away. And then I think I'm stealing from one of the bits they eventually did, but see if you guys can break down what Wing is talking about in the middle.
I already
talking
know I'm not
part.
Gonna know.
Here we go. Ready?
Oh, the baby's crying for moms. He feeds them well if they are hungry.
Oh boy. All the babies are crying for moms and
he feeds them if they're hungry.
They feeds them milk if they are hungry.
Oh, Drew, you speak Wing, because that's not what I heard.
I speak the Wing.
Whoa, whoa.
One of the other aspects of Wing that I don't think anybody brought up was that you could send her requests.
Yes.
And she would do a song for you. So,
and she'd like leave it on your answering machine, right?
Yep. Yes. Oh, so you could also, this is like pre-Patreon and all the apps that help you earn money, and Cameo. So you could send her songs. There's records of her doing AC/DC. Help me out here, Drew. Is there any other ones? Jen, do you know any other ones?
Oh, yeah. Freaking AC/DC is fantastic.
That's AC/DC.
Highway to Hell.
Yeah, Highway to Hell. Highway to Hell.
Yeah. And that was with Sam the Armenian Comedian as a co-author, right?
Yeah, we don't have any Sam this year. Maybe next year.
Here's the one other thing I want to call out about Wing, right? Her rhythm is terrible, and that's part of why she's so charming. And you find yourself wondering if you're a student of Wing, like some of us are, like, oh, she's been doing covers. Maybe it's hard for her to figure out the beat and really get it on. So maybe she's doing her own song, a insane song about Santa riding a helicopter. Maybe that's the key. Maybe she'll finally get the rhythm down. And then she gets to the end of the song, and it's like somebody was writing on a poster and then like ran out of space and had to like really cram it all in. Check this out.
Sons and daughters, but if you are silly, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter. Santa Claus on the helicopter.
She's like, perfect. Oh, I ran out of time. Santa Claus. She's like, she hits it so hard and so fast. Oh, I love
nails it.
Yeah.
That's just a polyrhythm. That's what you got to understand.
Oh, got it. Yeah. She's on the next level.
One of my favorite parts is the breakdown where the helicopter dances.
Dance! Santa dance! Dance! Helicopter dance! Dance! Santa Claus dance!
That's just funky. That actually inspired me to do this.
Brilliant.
Drops or drops?
That's just funky. I was going to put that as the bed for the theme, but I decided not to.
Hey, I have a question for the musicals here that know what music. Her background, the guy, his name is Rappy McRapperson, that does the backgrounds and the beats. It's all catchy as heck. I mean, she can't sing, but I find myself humming the background beat every time I listen to a Wing song.
And I don't think they ever met, right? Rappy and her, like they would do remote collaboration. I think that's how it all worked, is Rappy did the same thing we did. He was like, oh, got to capture this magic. I'll do some production for her. She can send me vocals, and then I'll actually put them on top of my sick beats. So,
you know, yeah. What it kind of, I've assumed you've probably all seen this clip on social media somewhere where David Album from Blur and Gorillaz, it's like, oh yeah, Clint Eastwood, their famous single. It's like the Casio preset on some, like,
right.
What, I just assumed this was a Casio preset situation.
That's what I was thinking.
It might be. It still slaps.
Slaps. Yeah,
whoever made that Casio works. Preset, though, they knew what they were doing.
That's Track. The real hero.
It's Track like 13. The Wii Shop music. You know how the Wii Shop music is actually a freaking amazing track? That's kind of what this
don't
is.
Don't forget the Cisco Hold music.
Yep. Oh, I actually just learned the name of that the other day, and now I forgot it, but there is an official name to it. It's like Omega 13 or something. Someone needs to look that up. There's an official, Opus 13.
Yes.
This is Wii Shopping.
Hmm.
This is when you were on the Wii and you were deciding if you wanted to buy a new game.
No, this is what you bought it. You were downloading and waiting for it to finish. Like, I'm downloading the original Mario from when I was like 12.
And that's the one that Drake basically stole.
It's the only
stole,
Drake song
right?
I've ever listened to.
Right.
You only got you on my cell phone.
That's basically it.
We got to move on. Let's do the tally.
Yay!
Right there, Hall of Fame. We didn't even need to do the tally, did we?
No. Let's move. Not for Wing.
Not for Wing. Let's move on to the next song, which is Fred Schneider, Fruitcake. This one again did not appear on one of the albums.
Doesn't matter.
Why do you cut off the best part of every song?
Candy, cherries, red dye number two.
Because we gotta move on. You're gonna go to bed like at 1 a.m. or something.
That is worth it for fucking fruitcake. Come on, man.
Yes.
Pecans or walnuts. Citrus peel. Lots of stuff. Add what you feel. Sticks of butter. Cinnamon. Mo' molasses. Lots of dark rum.
Okay, we got to talk about the song. It's by the Hyperions, and Fred Schneider was released on an album called Destination Christmas in 2010, and we're allowing it because it's also, like Wing, a historical part of the show. Right? Yes. Is that's what's going on?
This I put it down as the freaking Halloween spooks of Christmas for Kevin and Bean. Like,
yes.
It didn't feel like Christmas until they played this on December 1st or whenever they first played it. Yeah.
The other day, Brandon was playing a bunch of his music, and he goes, put on a song that makes you happy. So I put on Fruitcake. He's like, what the hell? I'm like, but it's got such a great beat, and everything is so catchy. I love it. I played it at the store today, too.
And you learn how to make a fruitcake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of the store, Jen, I too was marinating on this while in the store, and I was roaming around the local Publix. Lindsay knows Publix. It's a great place to be. And I found myself in those Christmas aisles where you're just inundated with all things Christmas. And I kind of was just in a blur, and I looked up and there was a fruitcake in front of me. And I just started singing this fruitcake song. So for that reason, I rank this as my number 3 of the week. We're starting off with the best of the best.
The best.
Nice.
It's all downhill from here, unfortunately.
Quick tangent.
Perhaps.
Let's take a informal poll. Who likes to actually eat fruitcake?
I'll eat a slice of it, but I will not like aptly choose like to buy fruitcake. If it's being served and they're like, would you like a tiny slice? Like, yeah, sure, but that's about it.
I got a theory. You know, like totally back in the day, like old, you know, Scrooge McDuck would give out the kids like an orange for Christmas. And that was like, oh, thank you, Father, for getting me an orange. I think fruitcake was like
I'm just gonna pull that later.
The peak of like Christmas was like getting your one piece of fruit for the year. And I think fruitcake benefited from those generations before. It was like, oh man, we're getting fruitcake, sweet. Like my grandma
Grandma Loves would make a fruitcake. My dad to this day is like, oh man, fruitcake, let's go. And I remember being young and being like, dude, fruitcake sucks. What are you talking about? This is disgusting. So yeah, solid song. Song's way better than the actual cake. So yes, that's my hot take. Fruitcake, bad. Fruitcake song, pretty good.
Fred Schneider and the Pearl alignment is what you're saying, Loves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Scrooge McDuck, freaking suck it.
Can you tell us more about that Scrooge McDuck special? How did it end?
An orange, grandfather.
It's uncanny. Loves has got multiple people in his room doing voices. It's incredible.
Like I was there. My gosh. But okay, don't you think that if you followed Fred Schneider's recipe, then maybe you would have liked fruitcake, like lots of stuff, perhaps, or lots of dark rum.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You make a point.
Stuff thank could you be anything. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's just booze.
All right, let's go to the calculator here. We have the janky one this time.
Beep, beep, beep. Brrr, bing.
Yeah, bitch.
This one's in.
Yay!
I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
See, I didn't think you guys were going to vote for Wing, so at some point I was going to do a sound effect where the machine broke, and I was just going to use that one from now on, but I guess winner. You liked Wing, so let's move forward.
Who doesn't vote for Wing?
I don't know. I just kind of had it in my head that it wasn't going to go our way. But let's go on to the next song, which is Christmas When You're Dead.
I've got memories of Christmas, kitties playing in the snow, flying down a frosty hillside on a sled. But those memories of Christmas don't mean nothing to me now. 'Cause this year I'll spend Christmas being dead.
All right, Christmas When You're Dead came out in Santa Swinging Sack in 1999. It's by Ralph Garman. And Ralph is also doing a show this year, did one, called Santa Swinging Sack, where I heard somebody told me the little girl from Love Actually performed as well. I didn't hear that on any podcast.
Like lunatic would care about anything of that realm. I can't even imagine it. Yeah.
All right, Jen, you want to talk about this song?
I don't really know much about. I didn't do any homework this week. I was very busy.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Are you a fan of Sinatra? Are you a fan of? I mean, we know you like Ralph. Do you have any Sinatra love?
Oh, absolutely. I've been playing it all week at the store. And because I can't do Christmas music, so I'll do Frank, Dean Martin, Jimmy Durante, stuff like that instead. And I'd love Frank Sinatra. I would love to see Ralph do Frank Sinatra. That'd be amazing.
This will fit right in.
Yeah, absolutely. And and it's fun, too, because when we play music like that, I mean, everybody knows it. So when people start singing and dancing in the store, it's awesome.
Well, I can imagine if you had this on in the store and people weren't really paying attention, they would just assume this is just a normal Sinatra Christmas song. And then they'd realize he's talking about people being dead a lot. So maybe that would pull them out of it. But until then, it's freaking spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loves, Blake.
I was here for the Sinatra vibes. You know, there's something about Christmas time where the old-timey music just hits a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, understanding that the kind of vibe of the playlist this week was a little bit of irony, a little bit of Christmas humor. I thought this was pretty well balanced. So I had this coming in at number 4 again with the positive streak here. I'm feeling good about what we've been marinating on.
Gosh, Blake, are you voting yes? Are you going straight chalk with a yes?
You know, it's the giving season, Loves. There you go. It's the giving season. I'm tossing out yes votes like they're going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a real, listen, I'll go deep with you guys. I had a real conflict with this song. You want to know what the conflict was? Number one, I can completely relate to the sentiment. Like,
going to holiday parties, doing the shopping. It's all just a giant pain in the balls. Like, it's like, I don't want to do any of that. And so the message of the song, like, hey, man, like, enjoy it while it lasts, because down here it sucks or whatever. I could completely relate to that. And it was just, I don't know, a little bit too much chemical bomb. My guys know what I'm talking about. It's got a little chemical bomb vibe from the Aquabats. But yeah, I don't know. It's a fencer for me. I'm on the fence. I kind of love it because I completely relate to it, but I don't like that I feel that way about those things. I wish I could like get into Christmas more sometimes than I wasn't like such a Scrooge. Oh, thanks for the orange.
He's back. The voices. You thought you'd had enough. You didn't.
And now Loves more. Will perform Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Are we going to have enough material for the AI to, you know, capture a new voice for that?
Lord, cause... bless us, everyone.
keep talking. More food for the robots.
The red fox ran across the, you know, there's got to be some sentence that's got all the sounds.
Mm-hmm. Unique.
Father, is the Christmas goose done cooking?
Dear Lord.
Good times.
I'm not sure who did the music on this. I want to say it's the guy who did, who's Richard Cheese, right? Sounds like it to me. It's all MIDI. So as a purist for jazz, it's kind of weird for me. But when you hear the arrangement, they really did pay a lot of attention to old swing music. Listen to the bridge here.
Now people bitch and moan about this busy time of year, and shoppers can be rude cats along the way. But take it from me, pal, and fill your heart with Christmas cheer. You'll miss those crowded malls when you start to decay. 'Cause Christmas just ain't Christmas when you sleep beneath the grass.
So yeah, you get the nice call and response there. You even get the little horn doing the neighing from the horse. Very, very traditional swing. Done with a lot of love, I think. That's what I think. And then Ralph swings hard. For someone that's not a singer, the swing on this is really nice. I mean, I'm going to just play the...
Incredible combination of skill and comedy. It's wild.
Yeah. Listen to the tag out.
Christmas just ain't Christmas when you're dead. No, Christmas just ain't Christmas. When you kick, you'll miss this. I wish you Merry Christmas from the dead. I won't be back because I'm dead.
I mean, Ralph talks about being a thespian, right, in high school and beyond, so it's not surprising that he's good, but man, he's really good. I mean, the fact that he's hitting all the notes while also doing an impression, you got to bow down to that.
Yeah, and what I listen to is that swing rhythm. He does the swing pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Pretty nice for someone that's not a jazz musician.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a drummer.
That's right.
He was a drummer.
Revolver.
Yes. But singing jazz and swinging the way Sinatra did is difficult. There's a lot of really good singers that when they start to try and swing, they don't quite have that feel. So it's surprising for me. Let's put it in the computer.
Beep, beep, beep. Brrr, bing.
Yes.
Success. Success. We did it. God damn it.
This was Jen's submit.
Nice.
So it's in. It's in.
They're all in. In the Hall of Fame.
The ghost is also in.
That was a good creaky door drop, or it was actually happening in real life.
It was actually happening. My wife walked in. Hold on.
Ghost.
Christopher's haunted. No big deal.
That was great. We need to grab that. Send that out to Hollywood.
Okay. On another note, this was written a year after Sinatra actually died, so that's an homage. The next song is Meli Kamiki Maka by Real Big Fish.
Meli Kamiki Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. Let's
This song was released off of 1997, A Family Christmas in Your Ass. Wonderful title. let's see. I want to highlight the beginning. It starts off with the Carol of the Bells, and then it goes into basically a cacophony of sound. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to hear horns on this song, too, later. Pretty interesting intro. I liked it.
Well, and then what'd it sounds like when it jumps into the song, it sounds like, is it Schmeckfest? Schmeckfest? Right? Doesn't it sound like that?
It sounds polka-ish, yeah.
Well, they also, on the album itself, that intro was its own separate track. So you could skip that whole, like, intro of the whirlwindy, like, you know, cacophonies, you said, and just go straight into Mayalikliknaka, because I own that one. That's the one that the inside, everyone thought that Big Tad's testicles were hanging outside.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Good album.
Well, you know what area you're in if there's Big Tad talk.
I thought, real quick, I thought the cacophony at the beginning was like an homage to the Beatles' A Day in the Life.
I think it was, yes. Sounds very much like that.
Yeah, when it cuts over, I'm like, wait, read the news today, oh boy. I was ready to go, but we get this Christmas song instead, which is cool, I guess. All right, back to you. Sorry, just wanted to sound smart about the Day in the Life thing.
Yeah, no, that I hadn't put that together.
And a refined take, Lubs.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Blake.
A lot of culture.
You did sound smart. Big Fish.
There's this band from England called the Beatles. Not sure if you heard of them before.
Wow. You know how to spell that one, Lubs?
I got oranges for Christmas.
Yeah, does the spelling indicate any sort of musical theme there in the band name?
Like,
the
mind-blowing. I'm not kidding. Like, the most mind-blowing thing ever.
For the listeners at home, I kind of clued Lubs into the fact that the Beatles spelled B-E-A-T-L-E-S is it's because they keep the beat, and he hadn't really put that together.
Not only had I not connected it my entire life because of the band, in the very few instances where I had to write the word Beatles, right, like the bug, I would
like
be
a bug.
I'd be like, wait, I don't, is there an A? Like, so, I'm not sure. And so you really cleared it up for me, and it all makes sense now. Luke, you're a true friend.
Yeah, thank you. I'll come out and say that this was my submit, and marination hurts in this case. I'll admit a large swath of songs was kind of tossed out, and I kind of picked a song in a hurry, and I was like, oh, Mayalikliknaka, Hawaii, Christmas Vacation, Clark Griswold, this will be awesome. I liked Real Big Fish in college for 3 weeks or so. What could go wrong? And then I listened to the song for the first time in a long time, and the very end occurs, and...
Murder.
No, it's bad. It's not good, guys. We gotta eject this thing. It's not good.
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. No. No, 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 hell no, 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 I refuse, no, no.
Okay, I'm done.
Well, let's see what the machine says.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, brrr, bing.
I will allow it, Dad.
That's it.
They're all in. Okay, Christopher, you're just flipping the script compared to our pod. It's all yeses over here.
Well, yeah. The janky machine has right. to. You know, it calculates. It does its thing. I don't have any control over it.
Right. I do need the. I need all these calculation drops, so I'll be hitting up for that later.
You also have to hear it in the context of the song. So after the song's played, this is the full breakdown.
Gonna get Marcus the Hawaiian way. Just
it devolves into what Luke played earlier.
Can I ask, is ska something you really, really love for like 3 weeks and then really, really hate for the rest of your life?
It's more that I just forgot about it. I was like, oh, okay. Oh right. That was a thing. And there's a reason that it's no longer in my life, is because maybe it wasn't all that good or it was a little repetitive. But if you want a little history lesson on ska, a couple episodes ago on TGP, Lubs gave us a pretty good little breakdown about the many phases of ska.
Yeah. Ska's coming back.
Lubs is married to a girl whose nickname is Ska Kel.
You can't keep Ska down.
So, you know, she used to be a promoter. She used to get a bunch of these bands, actual gigs. So it holds a special place in his heart. And I appreciate that. But it's not the genre that I keep coming back to.
Well, if you listen to the old traditional, like Jamaican ska, like the Scottalites and the Desmond Dekker, the Israelites, and even some Bob Marley, because Bob Marley started coming from ska, and Bob Marley's driving by.
Pull it in a profit, so I'm told.
Yeah, it's a lot less juvenile, and it's very cool, you know.
Some of those Real Big Fish started to border on the. Yeah, we're jokey. We're funny. We're kind of, you know, scamps up here on the stage. And you can clearly tell with that song. It's like, yeah, Blink kind of has you beat on like the refined, dry comedy route. These guys are like the in your face, like, look at us. You know, we're up on stage and we're goofballs. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's not that funny, dudes.
Blink are the refined comedians.
Okay, sorry. Refined was an overstatement. You got me there.
You can hear, because, okay, so Blink came out 2 years after this. And before that, on these Christmas albums, it was just kind of like a side joke. They just get together and just kind of play around. And
like then a couple of songs we'll be hearing soon.
Yeah. And I think Blink just kind of took that up another level. They're just really good at that.
Right.
They're really good at making that pop punk
humor. More dry is the way that I was going in terms of their, like, just, we're going to take this totally seriously. And that's why it's funny. Whereas Really Fish is like, what if you just go crazy over the top? And it's like, yeah, that's not as funny.
Yeah, yeah. Next song is Third Eye Blind, One of Those Christmas Days.
2, 3. I'm gonna stuff my present up your chimney, and the melt of snow will make it all wet. Yeah. Cause it's gonna be one of those Christmas days. Spending days.
This one also is from 1997's Family Christmas in Your Ass. This is Third Eye Blind, the semi-charmed kind of life, Third Eye Blind. The jumper, Third Eye Blind.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could.
The How's It Gonna Be, Third Eye Blind.
How's it gonna be when there's no.
You had to be there.
I'll stick up for this album until the end of time.
Thank you.
Which album?
That album that has all the songs you just played, except for the Christmas song. I mean, track one, the final four tracks of this album are all straight bangers. Like, yes, they had some hits that you just played, but all those other songs are really, really good. So, anyway.
They basically, they're running a relay race, and they put their hand back, and you know who handed them the baton? The friggin' Goo Goo Dolls, dude. It was like, yeah, I got it from here.
Right.
It was like, wait a minute, hold on.
There was a direct handoff there, you're right, because...
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, me and Garbs, we knew Goo Goo Dolls songs on acoustic guitar, and then we were like, oh, we should learn that How's It Gonna Be song.
Of
and
course
if you,
you did.
Yeah. If you were in college in 1998 and you didn't know those chords, I'm telling you, you're a liar.
I don't blame you, Luke. I'm just saying there's a little bit of shame that could come with our defense.
Sure.
I like all those songs you just played, too. And I'm like, man, but I like them. You want to know why?
Right.
Because enough time has passed that they weren't on the radio 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Blake, did you even know what those songs were, by the way?
I did. I knew the first two, and I would agree. They're total bangers. Would I admit that to everyone I talk to? Probably, actually, because like you said, Lubs, I think their time has passed and they're looping back around maybe to being back in style. But I freaking hate this Christmas song, though. So I don't need to hear that again.
Where does it rank, Blake?
Curveball.
This ranks 6 out of 7.
6 out of 7. Oh.
6 out of 7.
Yeah, I didn't have it very high either. Kind of a not from me, dog.
Let's hear the second verse on this song.
I will be your little drummer boy. I'll beat it till you feel no pain. Cause baby, you're my Christmas joy when you suck it on my candy cane.
A lot of subtlety there. Really?
Yeah, so subtle. Subtle. What do you think he's talking
no
about?
No innuendo whatsoever.
Yeah.
He just likes candy during the Christmas time?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? It's candy canes. That's the only time you get them, right?
Asked and answered. Got it.
Let's see what the machine says.
Beep, beep, beep. Brrr, bing.
Oh, come on. Fastly, you were fine. You were... What happened? You weren't eating? What?
Oh, dear. It keeps going.
Yeah. I thought the season of vomit was over.
Can I just say two things? I remember the vomit era of Kevin and Bean. And I remember disliking it heavily. And the fact that I'm reliving it now through Quitters is a real, it's really messing with my head. I get it. It's in the historical record. We need to relive it. But man, it's... There was one that kind of got me to laugh when, what was it? It was Bieber. It was Ralph playing Bieber. And they're basically like, hey, Justin, how's it going? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And then there was just like a long pause. And then they just hit the drop. That was the only time that I actually laughed. The other thing that I need to say is that every time Kevin or Beans retort to the, oh, no, you're vomiting. This is too much. They always say, oh, you were fine. As if sudden vomiting never happened to anyone. It's like, oh yeah, you didn't give us clues that you were about to puke. Like, they just notice that as this era continues, because I don't think we're out of it yet. The you were fine comment is almost guaranteed the first thing that is said after the vomiting begins, and that drives me a little crazy.
Hey, Blake.
Sorry, rant over.
What happened? You weren't eating? What?
Luke, what's going on? You were fine.
What went wrong?
It's like, so apparently silly. There was a vomit era.
There's so a vomit era.
Flag that one. Yeah.
Ralph would do an impersonation of a celebrity, or somebody would, and then they'd start vomiting for some reason. It was hilarious.
No reason. Best. No reason besides just comedy.
Incorrect. Comedy.
It just like Third Eye Blind, had to be there.
There was also a comedy llama that we'll tell you about at another time. But for Drew, because this was Drew Submit, I got to run it through the machine again.
Beep, beep, beep. Brrr, bing.
Yeah, boy.
That was in. All right, we'll put it in.
Okay. It's in.
Shocking.
Amazing.
Shocked.
At this point,
I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
There it is.
Yeah. Standing go.
Put them all in. And then now we have probably the best song ever created for Christmas. Hit probably the number one.
Hit that fat beat. The cross sticking. Oh, so good.
Don't you dare cut this man off, Christopher.
This Christmas, I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
Ah, the bells.
When I was just a teenager, a car crash made me one.
What? A bull
named Car Crash at the rodeo.
Ah, true joy. To me, it's not Christmas until I hear some Peak.
There we go. Yeah.
Thank you, Edwin.
I don't want to say anything until I hear from Blake or Loves or both.
No, hard not.
Do I have to say something?
Watching you guys like bop your heads, Lindsay's laughing her head off. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is the opposite of Wing, where I'm like, I don't think I should be laughing at this. And there's no point at which I'm like,
I'm okay to laugh at this. It's like a bummer. What is going on with you people? Explain yourselves. Shame.
It's awesome to know that there is a distinction between wing and peak. That like wing can succeed without any pretext, whereas peak needs a little story to go with it. Yeah.
I don't know if the story can save this one, but we'll see.
No, it can't. It's just repetition. It's just,
I mean,
this was better than vomit.
Loves, you like a narrative in songs. That's what I've always heard from you on the podcast.
Your own song rules against narrative. You.
That's true. You know, I feel seen. Thanks, buddy.
This is a rodeo clown that gets paralyzed in a car crash, but then it's twisted around. You find out that the bull's name was Car Crash. And then joining in the tradition of all rodeo clowns that are paralyzed, he plays harmonica at Christmas. Mm-hmm. That is just beautiful. That is just a song. Let's go right into the Car Crash verse.
When I was just a teenager, a car crash made me one. A bull named Car Crash at the rodeo.
See that twist right there?
It zigged when you thought it was going to zag, but does not maybe a good song make zigs and zags.
So now, a little bit of backstory from this. This song appeared in 2000's Real Slim Santa. It was a listener submit, and they, to this day, do not know who the listener is that submitted this song.
I didn't know that little fun fact.
But...
However,
we discovered the truth behind Peak.
Right. Eddie.
Let's listen to this personal minutia jingle. Mm-hmm. You got to take in the whole rhythm.
It's Christmas. I've been listening to Personal Minutia for over 300 episodes.
So Edwin's peak. We all know that.
I was playing the long game on that one.
Edwin is peak?
I
was going to use... no.
Is the bull here too?
I was going to say, Loves, do you have a bull voice that you can bring on board?
It's surprisingly, if he sounds like a 4-year-old freaking Englishman, he wants some horns,
that's your entire range. Yeah. I was going to say, I'll definitely be using Peak to further train my Edwin AI robot for when he submits comments. So thanks for that extra. Food for the AI machines there, Peak. Good stuff.
Okay, so Peak/Eddie, let me get this straight. So once upon a time, there was this K-Rock morning radio show. You wrote this song and it featured on that show? Is this what I am to understand?
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Everybody's nodding or shaking their head. Like,
I just kind of sound like him. I shared the dulcet tones with Peak, so being kind of thought it was me at first, but it's not me, no.
Oh.
I'm betting it's authentic, but I don't understand. I mean, what a bizarre scenario where someone would actually push record and say, and do that and then send it into the radio station. And then a station like K-Rock would be like, yep, put it on a CD and make a bunch of copies that we give out to people in parking lots.
You bought this CD.
Oh, yeah, I paid for charity. I stood in line at Warehouse Records and ditched school to go get this thing. Great.
And you were happier, man, for it. Yeah. Wild times. Wild times in terrestrial radio in the early 90s.
All right.
And a shout out to the Casio keyboard on that. Put it in work.
Crack number 7.
Another perfect Casio beat sample.
Let's put it in the machine.
Beep, beep, beep. Brrr, bing.
You make it seem like I was a bum. I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
That's right. It's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. It's there.
Who could have seen it coming?
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, that concludes all the songs.
Well done.
Pretty good hit rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100% is a good hit rate. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we get some of that on TGP? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
As Chris is voting, it's that's a tough hill to climb.
We know we got some yeses from Chris already, so.
Yeah, you got more yeses today than I think in all
the whole season. Yeah.
Congratulations, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
That's Robert Smith from The Cure. Sorry.
Yes. That is a great clip. Yeah.
All right. Shall we call it? Do we have anything else to go over? I do have some honorable mentions if we want to play those.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Linkin Park's My December. Greenbrier Lane.
It's Christmas time in the 909. The kids drink beer.
Greenbrier Lane. It's Christmas time in the 909.
We gunned him down in the valley of the dirt. We gave you our wish list. We still smell like shit. We hung our sock and you gave us coal.
Then we have.
Me and Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus. Damn it.
Michael the Maintenance Man.
We got a thing.
Me and Mrs. Claus.
Going on. Yeah, I'm going to walk down Santa's lane, get his old lady to lick my candy cane.
I almost voted for that one, but it had to go with Peak. Peak is the true classic.
Yeah.
We also have Snoop and Friends, Christmas Time in the LBC. And then Sum 41. And Tenacious D, Things I Want. And lastly, as Edwin said, Save Ferris, Christmas Wrapping.
Christmas, oh my God, it's nearing. What am I to do, I said. Then I covered up my head, prayed for sleep for two more months.
So those ones didn't quite make it, but better next year, right? Next year?
I think I like that one more than the original.
Yeah, to be honest.
Pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
It's kind of a Hanukkah song. So it does mention how she's Jewish and trying to relate to Christmas.
And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka.
Thank you, Smokey. It's Chinooka, not Hanukkah. I'm sorry. But yeah, the words are mostly Jewish. All right. Shall we call this a day?
What are you going to play us off with?
Peak the Rodeo Clown, of course.
Well, before we leave, should Luke tell us about his podcast?
Oh, yes.
Pitch it, baby.
Oh, right. Pitch time. Yeah. Well, why don't I tell it in the form of quickly talking about the Cup of Tea collaborative playlist and what a disaster that was. Every month, either Allie or Bean puts together like a nice curated playlist of songs that match the season or match some theme. And for Christmas, I don't know if they were just lazy or they actually thought this would be a good idea, but they said, I've created a playlist on Spotify that anyone can add music to. Everybody just go there and go crazy. Do whatever you want. And shocking, it didn't go well. Allie had to provide two separate add-on updates. The first one, she goes, it appears some people are deleting songs they don't like. Just a reminder that this is a community playlist. If you delete the song, they are deleted for everyone. We were at 22 hours of music, and now it's down to 19 hours. And I'm like, well, okay, 22 hours of music in one playlist is probably not great. Also, maybe they were just deleting songs that have been submitted more than once and not songs they didn't like. Just a thought. And then the third update, she says, I've decided to delete the link to add your own. I'm fearful someone will delete the whole playlist accidentally, since someone seems to have copied and pasted the whole playlist into itself. Sweet spirits, we love you all. So I took the playlist as it stands today, and I exported it to Excel, because that's the kind of badass that I am. And there are 1,068 songs in the playlist that you can go listen to right now, which is 58 hours of music. Who needs that, number one? And then if you get into the reality of what all those songs are, and then you dedupe, it's actually only 536 unique songs. And within those 536, there are five different songs that are in there covered by four different artists. There are a bunch of songs that are covered by five or more people. There's one song that is covered eight different times. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is in there eight times. Anyway, I'm just saying, the lesson here is that collaboration does not work. What you need is curation and structure and rules that are almost impenetrable. And that's what our playlist does. That's what our podcast does. We create a series of rules so that we can collaborate and actually form something good in the end, and not 15 hours of music with four copies of each song, because no one bothered to look to see, did somebody already submit All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey? Probably not. Let's put it in there. And then it just it gets accepted. Oh, so
that's funny.
There's my rant for the week. So thegildedplaylist.com, check it out. We like exploring new music, and you can participate and decide what's good and what's not.
Yeah, I submit songs. I vote. I am a citizen.
Yeah, Christopher's one of the millions. You too can be one of the millions, you know?
Just Jen has submitted a song and had
Jen has a guild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freaking offspring, man. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You beat our little game in the best way.
I feel like I beat it first.
That's right. Lindsay came in. Yes. So.
But Jen did the more classic, I'm going to submit. Get in the guild and bounce.
Yeah.
One for one.
Freaking Mike.
Your head.
Perfect record. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So thank you for the collaboration. Always appreciate the mutual admiration society we've got going here between our two janky podcasts. And let's keep it going until we can, you know, get a Patreon and have our listeners submit songs for us into a collaborative playlist. Ah, how fun.
Hey, wait, we're a collaboration? I thought we were a podcast war.
Here we go.
That's right.
Dude, podcast war. Podcast war. Podcast war. Podcast war. Podcast war's on, everybody. It's going down. Shit is going down.
It's like the Christmas truce, but for podcasts.
That's right. Temporary truce.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Jilted Crayfish podcast.
What you making?
Tonight. Crayfish.
There's no C.
TGC.
TGP.
Good effort.
Candy cherries. Red dye number two.
Green cherries.
One, two. It's fruitcake.
Podcast.
It's fruitcake.
Podcast.
Go ahead and send us an email. Leave us a message. Where are we at? We're at Quitters Never Give Up on Gmail. That we can email us, right? Something like that.
Luke's the only one who needs to know this information because he's the only one who sends us messages.
What happened to Steve? I'll encourage Steve.
Oh yeah. Hit it, Steve.
Old man.
Artificial color. Artificial flavor. If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake. What you making?
Fruitcake. This is going to keep going until I end the meeting.
Okay, I'm running out.
Candy.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
Good night,
thank you, Luke.
Late.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Blake.
Thank you,
Blake.
Luke.
Thanks, y'all.
This was fun.
See ya. Have what you feel, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, boys and girls, it's been a lot of fun, but it's time to go off to bed now.
Take another one, Uncle Bobcat.
I'd really like to, but it's getting late, and the band's union, they've really been busting my nads.
Aww! Please.
Maybe we have time for a story. Would you like to hear a story?
Yay!
Father, is the Christmas goose done cooking? An orange, Grandfather.
Oh, thanks for the orange. We got oranges for Christmas.
Sayonara, here's your oranges.
Maybe Luke only has friends that are five.
Oh,
can we think
Luke,
about that?
Why are your kids children? Oh, I'm going to look up Luke after this. Send a check to his house. Make sure.
I don't think
okay.
I want him listening to this show.
I don't know about you, Luke.
This has been a Quitters Never Give Up presentation.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thanks for joining us.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Luke.
Thanks for coming.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Bye. Good night.